John 6:51-58. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord. There's nothing like that first cup of coffee in the morning for many of us. Those first few moments of enjoying the aroma of freshly brewed Java and savoring its taste. A friend of mine finds that her favorite food moment is special dark chocolate, and she diligently eats a small piece of it every day, which she insists is for health reasons. On the other hand, I also know a person whose life would be incomplete without daily Eucharist at Mass. The Eucharist is living nourishment for him, soul food, if you will. It has become a consolation and a reason for living, getting him off on the right foot to serve others each day. In this Gospel, and also the last two Sunday Gospels, Jesus talks about being the bread of life. Almost all of John chapter 6 is devoted to this topic of Jesus sacrificing his flesh and blood for the purpose of our spiritual nourishment today and forever. His audience, on hearing this at the time, said something like, "How can we eat his flesh?" But Jesus was not talking about temporary nourishment. He says, "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father God has set his seal." The food which perishes could be referring not only to everyday food, but anything that takes over our life to the detriment of our spiritual life. How many times do we become wrapped up in working too hard, obsessed with how we look, or we actually let food and drink take over our lives? In the second reading today from Ephesians, St. Paul warns, "Do not get drunk on wine, in which lies debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit." For spirituality to become a source of life now and forever, it cannot be about getting lost in temporal activities and devoting just a few moments that are left over at the end of the day to our God. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which nourishes. Jesus actually uses the word labor. He said, labor for that spiritual relationship and nourishment. For a spiritual relationship doesn't just happen. No relationship just happens. What does the word labor mean to you in regards to the spiritual life? Could it mean going to weekday Mass, Eucharistic adoration, centering prayer or another form of prayer? Could it mean doing good works? Or could it mean learning more about yourself and why you might spend so much time being angry or nervous? What is your part of the spiritual life which takes labor and sacrifice? Yes, it takes work. Isn't labor and sacrifice a logical response to the one who has done that for us?